ओम नमो भगवदे वासुदेवाय, ओम नमः शिवाय, ओम नमो भगवदे वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो नारायणाय। सल्यूटेशंस एट द लोटस फीट ऑफ द अखिल गुरु द गोविंद द सुप्रीम ईश्वर एंड एट द होली फीट of all the realized saints and sages who were or and were yet to come. May I beseech their grace and the grace of the Lord in helping me to carry out this humble divine functioning, which I feel is extremely a privileged affair unto me by the Supreme Ishwara and sanctioned and, you know, helped by all the already having up and come great Atmas. I thank the great Almighty God for having allowed this day for doing some job as his instrument. I am very grateful for every moment afforded to me in his service, because after all, the sum and bonum of existence is to work for him and then to go unto his proximity by his grace and will. We were talking yesterday about the qualities that one should have, you know, as, you know, directed by the Lord. Lord has brought him to that particular sattvic stage. These are all possible only in sattva, not in rajas or tamas. Because this slogan tells, you know, adveshtak sarvabhudana maitra karna evacha narmamo nirahangaraha samadukka sugakshami. This very statement of the Lord can be taken only by a man in sattvic platform and who has condescended or consented by the great grace to evolve further. Here, orders are given to you to restrain your own self so that you will be able to get over the enemies right inside you, you know. There are enemies all around, you know, all five senses are all either friends or enemies as they are, you know, handled. If they handle you, then they are your enemies. You handle them, then they are your friends. They are like that, no? The cat and the wall business. So, the Lord here advocates the ways and means of tackling these people, then coming to a stable platform, and then get all the nuisance out, you know, that these people can cause to an up-and-coming soul, no? So, he advocates, you know. What does he say next? Narmamo nirahankaraha. Narmama. Hey, don't say, I own this, I possess this. You know, that is, you know, you are feeding the ego, I. And that's a troublesome fellow. Unless the I is an I where it is teaching Bhagavan or serving the Lord, all other eyes are troublesome. Ego is a very troublesome fellow, you know, in those directions. But the very same fellow becomes very friendly and helping when he is put in the service of the Lord, you know. So the first point is, you should not claim it is mine, it is this, it is that. But you claim, as servant of the Lord, as servant of the greatest being, as servant of the Supreme One, let me, I mean, do all these jobs. So, what does he say, you know? Mama business, mine, that you omit, or you get out of that. Then nirahankaraha, you know, these are allied together. Ahankaram is ego, you know. He has got a sway over mine, you know. The fellow is a real fellow. We have got a sway over mind. So, you are best facilitated to avoid the feeling of mind by, you know, tackling the fellow Ahankara. You see? All these fellows can be put to the best use, you know, by serving the Lord. I will serve the Lord. I will be servant. I will teach. I will do anything for him. That eye is very healthy. And when the Lord wants, he can, you know, dilute that eye in himself. And take a person more close unto him, and he can help him that way, and the required commissions are